Roseanne Barr, Democrats Ignoring the Trafficking and Slavery on the Border. By Justin Caruso on March 13, 2019. Actress Roseanne Barr ripped into Democrats in a new interview, accusing them of ignoring human trafficking on the U.S.-Mexico border. "Well, I'll say it, all that stuff that's happening in the border is about trafficking of children and slaves," Roseanne Barr said in an interview with internet personality and Zero Molly. "You know, people who come in and do rich people's, clean their houses and raise their kids for 30 cents an hour because they don't want to pay a decent wage for it. Every single thing, and drugs, and you know it's all sex crime heavy, and if Democrats can't see that, and they are a collusionary in it, it's just more proof of how far they're going to go down, because the more people who are waking up and seeing it, the better," Barr continued. Barr also knocked Democrats for promoting corporate socialism. "I knew in 2012 when I ran that the Democrats were going to go socialist because I ran as a Green, and I saw that there was too much fraternizing between those two. And I knew the Democrats were going to, you know, they want to fight the Green Party, so they became the Green Party, they became a socialist party. And they are, and it's the bad part of it is that it's American socialism. So that's not even socialism, it's corporate socialism, which is, you know, feudalism." The 66-year-old also said that she was open to a government healthcare plan. "So if we were really going to have, you know, I always say socialist solutions, because our police, that's socialism. Our roads, that's socialism. Our firemen, you know, our traffic lights. So, those are a correct application of people's money, of the public's money. And I now really think that healthcare should be part of that." The Roseanne star had her show canceled in 2018 after she sent a bizarre tweet comparing Valerie Jarrett to what would happen if Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby. Since then, she has receded from the public eye, but occasionally pops up to give her opinion on political issues. Earlier this month, Barr said that Christine Blasey Ford should be in prison.